This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
In the words of the great philosophical poet laureate Melissa McGurran, it's tourney time!
Tourney time!
We are excited about the tournament here. You can see that on our Instagram page at US 99 Mornings. Just how excited we are. But Kyle has got some fun facts that we can all learn.
Yeah.
With some of the tourney teams.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some good, interesting backstories about these different teams.
None of these are going to help fill out your bracket, but what we are going to determine here today is who is the expert in March Madness.
So, Kyle, you have a list of facts, and we just have to guess which school in the tournament it is.
That's correct.
This should be easy. This should be easier. No, I'm being sarcastic.
Wow,
no, that was sarcasm.
Did you hear what he
said? Was sarcasm.
Oh, my God.
There's 64 teams in the tournament.
You said
All right, Kyle, let's get started.
All right, we'll start here with Melissa, this is Sheryl Crow's alma mater.
Oh, no. I'll say Florida.
Is it Florida? I think Austin's going to know this one well. Austin?
She was the commencement speaker at my wife's graduation.
Are you serious?
M-I-Z-Z-O-U, baby. Yeah. Mizzou.
It is Mizzou, but Austin does not get a point for that. I just knew he was going to get excited. Instead, Austin, your question.
Uh-oh.
This is the alma mater of an artist we play here, Chase Rice.
Oh, Chase Rice. I'm going to say Florida.
Is it Florida? No. Instead, we were looking for UNC, University of North Carolina. And just a fun fact about UNC, they won the 2005 National Championship against Illinois, but then later got it revoked because of an academic scandal. So technically, the University of Illinois won the 2005 National Championship.
Slide that in there, didn't he?
I know, but I like it. I respect it.
People don't talk about it enough. Okay, Melissa, your next question. A professor at this university was the leader of the research team that invented the sports drink Gatorade.
Oh, no.
Gatorade.
I'm going to say UCLA.
Is it UCLA?
You're giving her all the ones I know.
We were looking for Florida. Their mascot is the Gators. Gatorade.
Oh, shoot. That makes sense.
Yeah, not to be mistaken with Haterade, which is what I drink every day working with you, Melissa.
Oh,
hey,
Austin, your next question. This is the home to the world's largest sanctuary for rare and endangered persimmon primates.
I don't even know what persimmon is, but that sounds like it's something from the Midwest. I'm going to say Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Is it Wisconsin? We were actually looking for Duke.
Whoa.
Duke. You know what? Well, anyway.
I want to get one right.
Okay, Melissa.
What?
This university is home to the J.R.R. Tolkien collection.
What?
What is the J.R.R. Tolkien collection?
You know the guy who made The Lord of the Rings?
Oh.
The Hobbit? His work is stored here. Which university am I talking about?
Oh, my gosh.
Melissa's like, I don't read.
I'll say Michigan State.
Is it Michigan State?
Oh, my gosh.
Actually, you are looking in the Midwest, though. We were looking for Marquette.
Now, this is March Badness.
Austin.
March Sadness.
This last one, all for you.
Oh, no.
If you get this right.
I win.
UN. According to studies, this is the best university in the world.
Oh my gosh.
According to studies.
No, so it's a matter of me winning or me admitting that Kyle's alma mater is the best school. Because I know that's the answer. That's what he's saying it is. This is how down bad I am. Because I lost the Oscars game against Melissa. I just want to be one above Melissa. ILL INI. University of Illinois.
Is it the University of Illinois?
I hate you so much.
It is! Congratulations, so Austin!
Oh my gosh.
Austin, ILL.
No, I'm not saying it twice.
ILL.
No, I'm not saying it twice. I already won the game.
ILL.
Oh, Melissa, I'm the March Madness expert around here.
ILL.
No, C-O-U.
No!
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.